Park.
Looking for an investment with staying power? Synergy Shop of Miniums in Sheridan is the smart choice for stable, long-term returns. Own your own commercial space, lease it, grow a business, or resell for profit. With high demand and limited availability, these Shop of Miniums are smart money. Built to last, designed to earn. Don't miss your chance to own real property with real potential. Contact Sheridan Realty Associates and ask about Synergy Shop of Miniums and invest smart.
Nutritious eating doesn't need to be boring. Olive oil and a little butter combined with lime juice and a blend of seasonings gives this chili lime buttered North Atlantic cod a savory flavor. It pairs nicely with lime coleslaw and lemonade pokey cake for dessert. All of these dishes are available to order online at designing-dinners.com. Call ahead for pickup at 674-2460 or just swing by during lunch. Designing Dinners Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. Check their Facebook page for daily specials too.
This is Joe Hando of Hando Service Center, and I absolutely credit Gene Sterling and Sheridan Media for the ongoing success of my business. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't stop and say that they love my radio ads on Sheridan Media. What I appreciate is knowing that as a small business owner, I am just as important as the big guys, and maybe even more. My radio ads have won awards, in turn brings me new business. So thank you, Gene, and thank you, Sheridan Media. Good folks doing good business.
Summer is here and the water is clear. Time to fish your bass off for another great year. Rod in your hand, feet in the sand, sun on your shoulders, your catch looking so grand. Snap a photo of your fish, then head online
to SheridanMedia.com for prizes so fine. Win $300 from Connect Home Center and $300 more. From Century 21 BHJ, now that is a score. Enter on the contest page before Labor Day. But why wait around? Cast your entry today.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
The 2025 Sod Farm Festival is just around the corner, August 16th. Enjoy an amazing lineup of local musical talent, including the Kraft Brothers. This year's Sod Farm Fest benefits Sheridan Foster Parent Exchange and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Join us at Greenside Up Sod Farm, August 16th at 2 p.m. Tickets available now, $25 online and $30 at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. For more details, visit sodfarmfest.org.
Fall is just around the corner, which means it's clearance time at Moss Holders Design Center. Moss Holders has clearance priced a number of items throughout its 18,000 square foot showroom. Save 20, 30, even 40% off of end tables, sofas, chairs, and recliners. Several rugs, lamps, and other accessories have also received clearance pricing. Many of these specials are one-of-a-kind items, so shop early for the best selection. That's Moss Holders' end of summer clearance sale going on now. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
Hi, this is Xander DePew. I'm the John B. Kendrick FFA Chapter President.
And I'm Ella Hiller, President of the Goose Creek Livestock 4-H Club. We invite you to come to the Sheridan County Youth Market Livestock Sale Monday, August 4th at 5:30 p.m. sharp at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds Sale Ring.
The evening begins with a buyer's dinner in the exhibit hall beginning at 4 p.m. Pre-registration will be available at the buyer's dinner.
Thank you to the Sheridan County Cattlewomen and Sheridan County Chamber Ag and Natural Resource Committee for putting on the dinner for us.
We thank all our buyers and appreciate your time and donation to help us with our projects.
This year we want to give back to you. We'll have door prizes throughout the night for our generous supporters.
We thank you again for your time and donation to Sheridan County 4-H and FFA.
Sheridan County Fair, one of the many highlights of summer events in Sheridan.
Fair and livestock exhibitions are the foundation for agricultural promotion and a time to remind everyone of the key role that agriculture plays in our local economy and daily lives. It provides opportunities for youth and adult education.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend congratulations to all the youth that participate each year. Community is the heart of First Federal.
First Federal Bank and Trust, committed to our community for over 88 years. Member FDIC.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Aaron Palmer.
Good
And good morning. Welcome to Public Pulse on 930 AM KROE or 103.9 FM KROE. Good morning. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting, who is off doing fun things this week. So I will be filling in for him this week. Joining us on part one of Public Pulse is Abby Johnson Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing okay. It's a beautiful day. It looks like the entire week's going to be good here in the Sheridan area.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think we've had plenty of thunderstorms, so hopefully we're done with those for a little while anyway.
I hope so.
But if we need to have them, it's better to have them overnight.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Abby, you are an author, correct?
Yes, that's right.
How long have you been writing?
Well, I started back, I think, in 2000 when I was working at the time at Sheridan Manor, which is now, of course, Bighorn Rehabilitation. And I was working in activities, and I was a registered music therapist. So I was doing some music activities with the residents. And then I went to a summer camp for the blind on Castle Mountain because, of course, I'm visually impaired. And I started taking creative writing classes up there, and I kind of got bitten by the bug, you might say. And so, of course, at that time, most of the time I was working 40-hour weeks and I didn't always have time to write. But then when I met and married my late husband, Bill, and I met him and married him in 2005, he convinced me to quit the day job and write full time. I've been doing that ever since.
Very good. That's interesting. I took a creative writing class, not because I wanted to be a writer per se, but just because, you know, I wanted to improve my writing skills.
Well, sure, sure.
And I did that in college, and that was the most fun class mm-hmm. I ever took.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And it was poetry. It was short little quips. It was all kinds of things that you could write in this class. And it was just a way to express yourself, be creative, and it's essentially have a good time with your mind, your
imagination.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay. Well, we're here to talk about your latest book, correct?
That's right. Okay. Yes.
And it is titled Living, is it Vicariously?
Vicariously in Wyoming. Living Vicariously in Wyoming.
Okay. Wanted to make sure I was pronouncing that right.
Yes.
Living Vicariously in Wyoming. So I guess, tell me what living vicariously means.
Living vicariously means living somebody else's life through them. So in these stories in this book are, you know, that take you into the lives of people, you know, ordinary people who face ordinary and not so ordinary situations, and you're living their lives vicariously through them by reading these stories. And to tell the truth, you know, I've written a couple of other novels and other short stories, and it's the same premise with everything I write. I want to take you into the lives of my characters and have you live their lives vicariously.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of writing is to present a story about someone else or their experiences to another person or to many people.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Very good. Okay. So tell me about some of the stories. What kind of living vicariously episodes are in the book?
Well, we have a lawyer who catches his wife in the act with a nun. There's a college student who identifies with a character in a play. I've got a young woman who loses her mother and finds her father. Oh, there's all kinds of different stories. There's even a Halloween story. There are a couple of Christmas stories. Just all kinds of diverse topics and characters and themes. I think there's something for everyone in this book.
And these are things that are they actual true stories, or are they inspired by other stories that you've heard or that you know?
These are actually, some of them were inspired by true stories in my life, but others I just, you know, sometimes I would hear things on the news, or I'd see things, or, you know, things that happened to me, and I'd get these what if moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, one of my stories is called A Day of Firsts, and it's about a young woman who, like me, who is visually impaired. And for the first time, she has to have a cavity filled. For the first time, she's arrested because she misses a letter that says she's supposed to be on jury duty. And then she gets stuck in an elevator. And so, and these are things that I always hoped that would never happen to me. And so far, they haven't. But I was inspired to write this after reading, years ago in the paper about a judge, Stu Healy, who I've known for years. He for whatever reason, people were, you know, rounded up and hauled into his court in handcuffs and leg irons because they missed their jury duty. And so, and I thought, wow, what if that happened to me? And then what if, God, the same day I had to go to the dentist and I had to have a tooth filled. And, you know, then we get stuck in the elevator at the courthouse while we're trying to go. So, and that's kind of how that story came together.
That would be a kind of a rotten day.
That would be a rotten day. Yes, yes.
I attempted to write a short story years ago. I was just out of college. And I was entering a contest, and I wanted to write the short story. And it was a possibility of getting a scholarship to continue your education.
Uh-huh.
And I was married at the time.
Oh.
Excuse me. To my first wife. And I had experiences with musicians. I'm a musician, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And so all of the experiences that I had heard, you know, while you're on the road with all these different bands and things that happen to you or bandmates or whatever. And that's what I was doing, is just writing stories about this band situation.
Oh,
and
And
I thought it was just interesting because there are some crazy things that happen. That people don't even realize, you know.
Right.
Getting accused of grand theft auto for no, you know. Which is a whole story in and of itself. But it's not intentional. A lot of times these things just happen, like you were talking about.
Right.
And so I was writing this short story, and my first wife found that and thought I was writing a biography, I guess, or, you know, of my things that happened to me in my life.
Uh-huh.
And so she got a little upset and, you know, whatever. And so I never submitted it. I kind of threw it in the trash and let it go. But those kind of things are interesting to people. You know, when these kind of things happen, it's like, how did that happen? So bringing them into those stories is magical, because they can actually live, like you said, through these people,
right,
and their experiences. Interesting. That's cool. That's very cool that you pursued that.
Right. Thank you.
Well, why did you set the stories in Wyoming in the book?
Years ago, I read a similar collection by author Ann Beattie called The State We're In.
Okay.
And these are stories that are set in Maine. And so I thought, well, wow, you know, I've already written some stories that are actually set here in Wyoming. Why not put them together into a collection? And then I wrote a few more, and it ended up to be like 25 stories. So that's how that came about.
There's
25
in the book?
25 stories in the book, yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have more? So there might be more.
Well, I have more. I have other stories that I've written, but they're not in Wyoming. So one of these days, I may put together a different collection of stories.
That's just randomly wherever.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Perfect.
That's good. All right. How many of these experiences, if I can learn to speak, as a visually impaired music therapist and caregiver influenced your writing?
Well, a lot of the experiences influenced more of my poems than my stories. I've written a full collection of poetry called How to Build a Better Mousetrap that was published in 2011. And there's one whole section of that book that is inspired by my caregiving experiences. And then the last part of the book, it was had poems that are inspired by my experiences as a music therapist at Sheridan Manor.
Explain to me what a music therapist does.
A music therapist uses music to help clients achieve, you know, certain goals. And with a nursing home, it's basically just, you know, helping them to relive their younger days. And I have noticed in my work, I've had people, when I would sing to them and play the guitar or play the piano and sing with them, sometimes they wouldn't be talking, but then at that time when I'm there with them, they are singing along with me. But other times, you know, most of the day, they're just silent and they're non-responsive, but they respond to the music. It brings them out of themselves, and, you know, it brings them enjoyment. And that's kind of my goal. And I still do that now. I don't practice music therapy, but I still entertain at Sugarland Ridge. And I do the Dinner and the Show program at the Hub on the last Thursdays of the month. And I go to Westview, and I'm going to Bighorn Rehab next week to entertain. So I still enjoy bringing joy to those residents in those facilities.
Very good. And that's what I was going to ask, and you answered me. One second. Excuse me. A lot of times with these older people that you're doing this with, that, as you said, it brings them out of their shell. Does that help with their mental acuity as well?
It can. Yes, it can. It can help them. And the thing is, too, it's amazing. Like I said, there are people that don't talk. There were people that didn't talk a lot, but then they would actually sing the words and they remember some of the words to those songs.
From their childhood.
Yes,
young
exactly.
Life,
okay. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Unreal. I've seen, you know, I don't want to say documentaries, but little stories over the years about people that do that. And it amazes me that those people that are kind of catatonics, for lack of a better term,
right,
come out of their shell, as you said, and then they can remember these lyrics from songs from their childhood. And these people are in their 80s and 90s, sometimes older, but they remember those things. There is,
yes,
an emotional attachment to,
yes,
those lyrics, to that song, to,
yes,
that whatever it is. That is very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Joining me this morning in part one, Abby Johnson Taylor, who is an author, lives here in Sheridan, and we're talking about her book, Living Vicariously in Wyoming. We'll come back, have a few more questions, and wrap things up with her right after these messages.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Fall is just around the corner, which means it's clearance time at Mossholders Design Center. Mossholders has clearance priced a number of items throughout its 18,000 square foot showroom. Save 20, 30, even 40% off of end tables, sofas, chairs, and recliners. Several rugs, lamps, and other accessories have also received clearance pricing. Many of these specials are one-of-a-kind items, so shop early for the best selection. That's Mossholders' end of summer clearance sale going on now. Mossholders, furniture is our passion.
I get to be in the band.
I'm one of the Pick-A-Little ladies.
I'm selling bands, hope, and just maybe, love.
From local performers to big musical moments, The Music Man brings River City to life right here in Sheridan. This August 7th through the 10th, The Music Man comes to Sheridan with a full dinner theater experience at the historic Caliph Shrine. With a full dinner and a full heart, you won't want to miss out. Get your tickets today, as they are going fast, at aceintheholeplayers.com.
Hi, this is Ken with Prime Rate Motors. We proudly support our 4-H and FFA members. During the month of August, Prime Rate Motors will donate $100 to Sheridan and Johnson County 4-H and FFA programs. For every new Wilson, Merritt, GR, Murhau, and Bar M stock and horse trailer sold, Prime Rate Motors supporting our agriculture community and youth for over 40 years. Oh, and did I mention, please support the local businesses that support you.
Whether you're planting a tree or digging a foundation, contact One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Call 2 business days before you dig. It's free and required by law. Repairs to utilities can be expensive. Cutting a gas line or electrical line can be deadly. No matter if it's weekend yard work or major construction, call One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Sponsored by Public Service Commission, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Welcome back to Public Pulse, 930 AM, 103.9 FM, KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting this week, who's off playing and gallivanting and having fun, which I guess he's entitled to at least once a year. So he's on vacation this week. I'll be filling in for him. And joining me this morning in part one on Public Pulse is Abby Johnson Taylor, who is an author, and you live here in Sheridan.
Yes, that's right.
And we're talking about your book, which is the latest one that you've done, which is called Living Vicariously in Wyoming. And this is not your first book, is it?
No, it's my seventh book.
Seventh. Okay. Well, how did you get started in this? And tell me a little bit about your early career and what you've done up to this point.
Well, after I married my late husband, Bill, 2 years after I married my late husband, Bill, he had suffered a stroke. And actually two strokes, one in 2006 and one in 2007. And so I was caring for him at home. But despite that, I managed to get a novel published that I had started back in 2003 when I first met Bill. And I had it published in 2007. And then in 2011, I published the poetry book I mentioned earlier, How to Build a Better Mousetrap. And then
sound familiar?
How to Build a Better Mousetrap. Well, I've been on the show talking about it before, but I can give you a kind of a rundown. It's an interesting title because when Bill was alive and I was his caregiver, the aide from the senior center who came to give me a shower three times a week, I was having trouble with her back, and she thought maybe it was because of lifting Bill from the bed to the commode in order to get him into the shower. And so our caseworker from the senior center came and observed the situation and said, I wish I knew how to build a better mousetrap. We need to get a physical therapist in here. And I thought, okay, we don't have a solution for the problem, but I've got a great title for a poetry book.
There you go. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So again, taking life experiences and putting them into print.
Right. Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. So that was that book. And then you continued through what?
Well, and then the next one was another collection of poems called That's Life, New and Selected Poems. And some of the poems that are in That's Life are also in Mousetrap. And that went out in 2014. Okay. And then since then, I have published two more novels, my memoir, My Ideal Partner, which is about how I met and married and took care of my late husband. And then two more novels. And then this short story collection.
Interesting. Okay. What can we expect from you moving forward?
I am thinking about putting together a collection of poems that would be autobiographical. I've already written them pretty much. I just basically need to organize them now. And I started this a few years ago and then had to put it aside when something else came up. But it would be autobiographical poems, starting with my birth and going up through my childhood and adulthood and, you know, perhaps up to the present time. And it would be another full-length poetry collection. I would be calling it, a working title right now is Inhabit My World.
So you're working on that as we speak?
Well, not at the moment. I'm busy with my music and things, but one of these days when I, you know, have time, I'll get back to it. But that's will probably be my next project.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you mentioned this earlier that when you're not writing, that you entertain or help or however you want to phrase that. At some of the senior centers, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So how does providing those kind of services to the community help? Does it help you in your writing? Or
well,
is it just something that you just want to do?
It's just something I enjoy doing because I'm bringing joy to the people that I entertain. A lot of people will come up to me and say, I really enjoyed this song or that song that brought back memories of this or that. And I get people who actually request songs. And just the joy that I bring to other people is why I do it. I also do, on the second Sunday of the month, I do all the music at the First Congregational Church. And again, they just love, especially the older, it's a mostly older congregation, and they love singing some of those old hymns and just bringing them joy. That's why I do it, because I like to bring joy to others, because it makes me happy.
Good. So you're just a well-rounded person.
Right.
and a very good member of the community.
Yes. I try to be anyway.
Well, sounds like you are. Making an effort anyway. And,
yes.
And most people would say, yes, you are.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So the book, Living Vicariously in Wyoming, where, if people are curious, if I can speak, where would they find that?
Well, I'm going to be doing a signing at Sharon Stationery on August 16th from 11 to 1.
Okay.
So they'll be able to get it there, but otherwise they can go to my website, which is https://www.abbiejohnson, Taylor, TAYLOR. And they'll find pages for all of my books, which include information about the book. There are some interviews and you know, reviews and things, and then there are links to where they can purchase the book from Amazon. And if they're like me and they have a visual or other print disability, they can get them from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped or from Bookshare. So all those links are there that they can just...
Are those audiobooks then?
Yeah, those are audiobooks. Okay. Yes, yes. And Living Vicariously is available from Bookshare, and I'm hoping to get it in an audiobook format eventually.
All right. Thank you. We're out of time, Abby. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Once again, that website, if you're curious, you want to go check out her latest book or the other ones, it is www.abbyjohnson.com. You can get all the information about her books, what they're about, and also purchase them on that. At that website. Or
there's links exactly. to the Amazon and Smashwords and whatever. Yes.
There you go. Okay. Abby, enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with part two on Public Pulse on 9:30 a.m. KROE. We'll be back right after this.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Rapp Plumbing and Heating has been serving Sheridan since 2010. With all these years of experience, you can rely on them to handle all of your plumbing and heating needs. From new construction to remodels, repairs of existing systems to retrofitting, Rapp Plumbing and Heating can do it all. They are professional, clean, and courteous. Call 429-1196 for all your plumbing or heating needs. As we like to say, if you find a leak, let Dan take a peek.
This August, discover the magic of peridot at Legacy Diamond and Gems. Born in fire, carried by volcanoes, peridot is one of the few gems that glows naturally at night and the only gemstone to have been found in meteorites. Ancient sailors wore it for protection. Mystics believe it could chase away darkness. Celebrate your story with a gem that's traveled through time and space. Legacy Diamond and Gems, where every stone tells a story. 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
It's that time of year, Wyoming. Rally Week is here, and with that comes an influx in motorcycle traffic across the state and region, especially on Wyoming Wednesday, when over 20,000 motorcyclists depart Sturgis and head to Devil's Tower and Hewlett for Ham and Jam, and then on to Sundance for the burnouts that day. It's up to all of us to keep each other safe. Whether you're on four wheels or two, keep your eyes on the road, obey posted speed limits, put that cell phone down, buckle up, and drive sober.
A reminder from YDOT, paid for by Highway Safety Funds.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Redgrade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides. Perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be. Horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors was born and built right here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And this time of year, the temperatures aren't the only thing rising. So are the out-of-town roofers. You know, the ones with wrap trucks claiming they're local. They knock on your door, drop an area code, then give you 3 days to come up with your deductible. Brandon 307 has been on these rooftops for years, installing impact-resistant shingles, metal roofing, and keeping homes Wyoming tough. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors for your inspection or visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Jackalopes explore alien species.
You got Henry Ford, John D. Rockefeller, then our buddy Mark Zuck. Super reptilian looking, if not completely alien. Justin Bieber, shapeshifter. And then there's several others. I mean, if you Google like rich or famous reptilians, you'll find a lot of them.
Yes.
And they all have this weird reptilian look to them.
Jackalopes Explore on the podcast page at SheridanMedia.com.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Are you looking for exciting ways to connect with nature and the outdoors?
Sheridan Community Land Trust Discovery Sessions will help you learn new ways to explore and enjoy our beautiful Bighorn's backyard. New Discovery Sessions are always being added. See what you can discover under the Events tab at SheridanCLT.org.
And good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse on 930 AM KROE and 103.9 FM KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. And joining me on part two on today's show is Tayshia Burt. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Good. Love that the sun's shining.
And you made it in, and you are the Director of Human Resources, correct?
That is correct.
The Hub on Smith.
Yes.
What exactly do you do?
So,
what does that mean?
Director of Human Resources, a lot of people think it's just about hiring in the day-to-day, but we do a lot behind the scenes as well.
That's kind of what I was curious about.
We drive the culture of the organization, so just making sure that people are adhering to our cultural values and creating a great place for people to work.
That's one of the things we don't have here, because I don't think we're big enough to have HR. So, but we always hear that, you know, the horror stories about, well, you're going to get reported to HR, blah, 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 blah. We don't have that. So that's why I was curious. I didn't know exactly what was going on. But so there's not just hiring and firing, I guess, but just kind of making sure that the company's culture is being followed and
absolutely moving forward. And that employees are being taken care of. We manage benefits, payroll. We manage insurance for our vehicles and risk and safety. And so it's just really making sure that we're sort of like the rib cage of an organization and protect all the vital things that are within.
There's a lot more that you guys do that I was not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just you in the office?
I am an HR of one right now.
But needing more.
Needing more. Okay, absolutely.
So if the powers that be are listening, hey, we need some help.
That would be grand.
Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt to say it. Okay. So we wanted to talk about hiring. Are you guys currently hiring? Have you been hiring? What's going on there?
So currently we do have a few positions that are open. We do have a transportation specialist position or a dispatch position that we have. And it's really an amazing position. They would work with Goose Creek Transit, which is the buses that run throughout our community. And they would talk to the drivers and to the patrons and organize all of the comings and goings.
So, and these are not just to and from the hub. These are things that are going to doctor's appointments, dental, for anybody in the community that needs these services.
Correct? That is correct. I mean, you can.
And again, I'm sorry to interrupt, but not just seniors. I mean, just anyone.
Anyone can utilize Goose Creek Transit's buses. What they would have to do is just call in and like say that you're getting work done on your car and have no way to get back to work. Call the day before and set up a ride. We would be more than happy to get you to and from.
With a little, hey, here's some cash.
There is a cost to the service.
Not much.
Not much, but there is some to offset operations.
Okay. So you're not currently, you are hiring that one position. Do you have others that are there?
Yes, we also have bus drivers that we're looking for, too.
Okay.
We have two types of buses that we run. We have door-to-door, which is what I was talking about before. And then we have the fixed route, which are the buses that go from the bus stops around town every half hour. And so being able to provide that service takes a lot of drivers. And we are always looking for fantastic people to join our team.
Okay. Question. Now, I don't know this, but I assume that like a bus driver, like in a city, Denver, New York, whatever, because those are pretty good size, what, 32, 40 foot buses, whatever. Do they, I don't know if they require a CDL. Do you guys require a CDL for your system?
That is a great question. No, we do not require a CDL for our bus driving. You just have to have a clean driving record and a regular driver's license.
Okay. And that's good to know. I would assume, you know, if I was looking for a job, I'd go, oh, that's going to take a CDL. But it doesn't.
No.
They're not big enough to qualify, to need to qualify for a CDL.
That is correct. Usually a CDL is based on what you're hauling. Mm-hmm. And because of the small amount of passengers that you take at one time, you can just use your regular driver's license.
Very good. So that opens up a whole slew of possibilities for drivers.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great part-time job too, because we run 365 days out of the year. So not only do we need Monday through Friday, but Saturday and Sunday help is also needed.
Very good. So if you have someone, say my age, who's not quite retirement, but getting there, looking for a part-time job, perfect. Go do something on a Saturday or Sunday or both or evenings, whatever it takes.
That is correct.
Interesting. Okay. So if they are if anyone's curious and they want to go check this out, where do they go? Just go to the hub or can they call? Can they go to the website? What?
You can come into the hub and I would be more than happy to sit down and talk with you. We also have a website, thehubsheridan.org. And then I post things on Indeed and HireYO as well, plus the chamber. So there's a lot of different ways to find out about how to join our team.
Very good. Okay. So that's hiring. You have other jobs or those? That's kind of what you got right now.
We also have CNA positions that we are always posting for. Okay. It's really cool because as the need grows, we can build your schedule. So if you're looking for part-time, that's something that we can talk about at first. And if you want to build up to full-time, we are more than happy to accommodate.
Okay. Any others before we move on? Positions?
The other position, the last one that we have, is our executive director position that we are looking for as well. Okay. I am not running that recruitment. Peak Consulting is, but it's something that you can learn more at the website as well.
Okay. That's kind of more on the professional side. That's beyond me, trust me. But yeah, interesting. So quite a few things that are available at the Hub on Smith right now, and it's a great organization. The services that you guys provide for the community is just crazy and very needed.
Very needed. You know, we provide things like food for people. We can do the home delivered meals, which takes it to people who are not able to leave. Plus, we have our congregate meal program that you can come into the hub and have lunch and a show. Ryan Legler, our front of house supervisor, does an amazing job of putting together awesome entertainment. So that way it's never a dull moment. You know, we have help at home, which is some in Daybreak, which helps people just age in place gracefully. Help at home can come to you into your house to help clean and help you bathe. Daybreak is a great place for you to put your loved ones that you might need respite, and they can have some socialization so they're not so lonely.
I have a neighbor, and this is in Buffalo, but I have a neighbor who his wife died, I think, 10 years ago or so, and he's getting up there, you know, age-wise, but he has these services, and he's still in his home. And for the most part, he can stay there. There are things he needs help with, and we kind of try to, you know, look after him as much as we can. But with us being busy, you know, it's not something we can do full-time. But those services that he gets, you know, are vital to him staying in his home, which is, in my opinion, better than having to be put somewhere where they probably don't want to be. You know, a home or something of that sort.
Absolutely. You know, going to an institution or a home, as you refer to, is so much money and it's so much strain on the family. So being able to have your loved one at home around their pets or their things causes less anxiety, which allows them to not get hurt as often. Mm-hmm. And we can come in and make sure that they're nice and safe.
And he comes out, you know, on his front porch, his stoop, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, he'll wave at all of us because we've all lived, you know, in the same neighborhood for decades, you know, so we all know each other. So it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, and I think that's also good for him because he has that kind of interaction, not just with the people that show up to help him daily, but just all of us in the neighborhood that are, you know, there. And he knows that. And, he can call at any point or wave at us. Hey, can you, whatever. He knows that we're there for him.
That's amazing. That's
to me, way better than being, as you said, in a home or somewhere like that where he just feels like nobody gives a rip.
Right.
You know, right. Okay. So those are the positions that you're hiring for.
Yes.
Let's talk about volunteering because that's got to be a huge thing for the hub.
You know, volunteers are the backbone of what we do. We have 400 plus volunteers.
Wow.
And some of them are regulars that are there every single day making sure that we're running. And others pop in and out with their organizations or as they can because, you know, people are busy. Life is busy. And we're just happy to have people come alongside us and help us in our mission.
Okay. So if people are curious about wanting to volunteer, they do what?
So that one, you would need to come into the hub and ask for either myself or Marcy, who is our volunteer coordinator. And different areas that you can volunteer at could be with delivering meals. It could be in our fun and wellness department, where you could lead a class on painting or aerobics or meditation, whatever you're interested in, we would want to offer, because, you know, our volunteers drive what we do. And if you're interested in it, there's a good chance someone else is too.
I didn't even think about that. So if you have a hobby, model building, fly tying, whatever, you know, knitting, you could teach a class.
Absolutely. One of my favorite classes that I love to listen to is our woodworking class.
Oh, yeah.
And they get together and they make some beautiful wood carvings, and they have some awesome stories that they like to tell to you.
And I'm of the age where, you know, we had shop in high school. So building those things in high school, if you're able to do that now, that's just going to bring back great memories from when we were in junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm.
What a great thing. I didn't even think about that. That you could volunteer your time with something that you'd love to do and share that with other people. That's great.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's great. Huh. I might have to consider that.
You should. And, you know, we also have we used to garden. I think that we still do. I'm not quite sure about that one. But if you like to garden, call Callie, because I know that she would put you to work. And then we have a Life's a Stitch quilting circle, where if maybe you're a seasoned quilter and you want to show off your stuff, or maybe you're just interested and want to know more, you can show up on Friday afternoons. And that's a great group of people.
Understood. Wow. Okay, cool. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. Speaking with me is Tayshia Burt. She is the Director of Human Resources at the Hub on Smith. We're talking about hiring, volunteering, and all kinds of stuff you can do. Interesting stuff. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up with you right after this.
Sheridan County Fair, one of the many highlights of summer events in Sheridan.
Fair and livestock exhibitions are the foundation for agricultural promotion and a time to remind everyone of the key role that agriculture plays in our local economy and daily lives. It provides opportunities for youth and adult education.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend congratulations to all the youth that participate each year. Community is the heart of First Federal.
First Federal Bank and Trust, committed to our community for over 88 years. Member FDIC.
Hi there, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's, right here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan. At Frackleton's, great food is just where it starts. From the second you step inside, we aim to treat you like family. Your server, more like a personal guide to a perfect meal, offering up pairings, suggestions, and a smile to boot. Whether you're grabbing dinner, celebrating something big, or just treating yourself, we'll make it a meal to remember. Don't forget to snag a table ahead of time at Frackleton's.com.
Calling all art lovers, local arts organizations have joined forces again to present the Collective Arts Festival Saturday, August 9th at Whitney Commons in downtown Sheridan. This free family-friendly event will include live music, headlined by Dan Tall Buildings, as well as art demos, children's art activities, and artisan booths, along with food trucks and a beer garden. The Collective Arts Festival, Saturday, August 9th, 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. in Whitney Commons Park.
So, my neighbor's cat runs a podcast, and honestly, it ain't that bad. Well, the same goes for you, tuning up or fixing your own lawnmower, 4x4, side-by-side. Because you wrenching on your own machine makes about as much sense as taking advice from a feline influencer. You gotta get your rig to Handle Service Center and get it done by the pros. Handles will have that machine purring like that know-it-all mouser. Handle Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive, out where cats don't blog.
Fall is just around the corner, which means it's clearance time at Mossholders Design Center. Mossholders has clearance priced a number of items throughout its 18,000 square foot showroom. Save 20, 30, even 40% off of end tables, sofas, chairs, and recliners. Several rugs, lamps, and other accessories have also received clearance pricing. Many of these specials are one-of-a-kind items, so shop early for the best selection. That's Mossholders' end of summer clearance sale going on now. Mossholders, furniture is our passion.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
The 2025 Sod Farm Festival is just around the corner, August 16th. Enjoy an amazing lineup of local musical talent, including the Kraft Brothers, and our sensational food truck lineup. This year's Sod Farm Fest benefits Sheridan Foster Parent Exchange and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Tickets available now, $25 online and $30 at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. For more details, visit sodfarmfest.org.
Welcome back to Public Pulse on 930 AM and 103.9 FM KROE. Aaron Palmer this morning, and joining me on part two is Tayshia Burt. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are the Director of Human Resources with the Hub on Smith, and we're talking about hiring, volunteering, interesting things you can do with your hobbies to help out other people, which I was not aware of. I don't know why, but it never crossed my mind. Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit. Again, hiring, you have quickly which positions that you're looking to fill at the Hub.
Transportation specialist, okay. CNA, bus driver, and executive director.
Okay. And again, the executive director, totally different thing, but you're still looking for one.
We're still looking for one.
It's
yes.
It's a professional fit, so it's a different way to hire and go, but they can find all that out on the website, right? Or call.
Yep, they can either call or go to thehubsheridan.org.
Okay. And find out more information. Volunteering, you said you had 400
plus.
Mm-hmm. Volunteers.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And some of the things that partner with, I mean, some of the people that partner with us are businesses.
Yeah.
You know, we have quite a few of the banks where they rotate their employees that get to come out and help our patrons and serve. And I think that's just really amazing for a business to rally around our community and ensure that they are staying connected to the people that they serve.
So do they come out, and these business volunteers, they come out, do they serve meals? Do they do other things? All of it?
Yep.
Anything? Anything's possible.
Usually it's serving meals during our noon hours and stuff. So they come out, they pick up meals, and then they go door to door and brighten someone's day.
I'll be darned. Okay. I think there's a similar thing in Buffalo as well.
With yes.
The senior center down there. Because I think my wife, who works for one of the banks down there, I think she does that periodically, where they go in and I think they actually serve at the facility, but I don't know. I've never been involved in it. But she talks about, yeah, we're going to the senior center today. So, okay. So there's that. What types of things, you said volunteers come in and they take their hobbies or their interests and they teach other people to do that. What types of things are being offered right now?
We do have guitar lessons that are being offered on Fridays afternoons, and I think that's just amazing for people to take their joy and their passion and pass it down to the next generation. It's just ensuring that our arts and knowledge are continuing to grow and be flourishing in our community.
Well, be darned. So anyone can come in with a hobby, like I said earlier, fly tying. Model building, woodworking, you said, was another one that is very popular. And they can come in and they don't have to have a teaching certificate or anything. They just come in and share what their knowledge is with whomever.
That is correct. They would work with Callie and Marcy to go through our process to make sure that they are set up and ready to go.
Interesting. So if they, again, if they want to do that, they can come in, talk to you, talk to whomever, Callie, you said,
mm-hmm.
and get everything figured out to possibly start a class with different people. Is there a list of things that are being offered right now? So if there's someone in the community that would want to possibly take a class, where would they go?
So we do have a newsletter that comes out quarterly,
okay.
And you can subscribe to that. And we also have things listed on our website, or just come on in. We have postings all over in the hallways, and just look at the different things that are posted and see what interests you.
There's a slew of things to choose from.
A slew of things. There is so many things.
Not just two or three. There's like a bunch.
There are a bunch.
So I think you said this earlier, there's something there for everyone that would pique their interest that they would want to do.
There's something for everyone. And if your interest isn't being offered, that's an opportunity for you to teach someone else.
To share that with someone else. Gotcha. And you don't have to be a senior to do it.
You don't have to be a senior to do it. Okay. You know, we have volunteers that are young in their 20s. I think our youngest volunteer, though, is like a junior high kid who comes out with their family and serves. And, you know, it's just about bringing our community together. Our mission is to serve, embrace, and celebrate older adults for the betterment of our community. And that takes everyone to do that.
The thing that's interesting is that back with, like, my grandparents' generation, elders were respected and very much treasured by the younger generation because of their wisdom, their experiences, blah, blah, blah. And it seems like that's kind of gotten out of the norm over the last however many decades. But it's starting to come back around. I think people are realizing that the amount of knowledge and the amount of experiences that those older people have are very valuable to everyone. And it's just a matter of talking to them.
Yes, talking to them, spending time with them, listen to their stories. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, everyone has walked a different path in life, and we can learn so much from each other if we take the time.
Interesting. Okay, that'll work. Joining me, Tayshia Burt. She is the Director of Human Resources with the Hub on Smith. Thank you so much for joining me at spur of the moment. That was great for you to come in. Appreciate
Thank you for
it.
Having me.
You bet. That'll do it for today's Public Pulse, 9:30 a.m. KROE. Aaron Palmer, have a nice day.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Time for Sheridan County Fair Hourly Update, presented in part by Heartland Kubota, Truebill Builders, McDonald's, and Blacktooth Large Animal. Well, tonight is the night, everyone. It's the big sale dinner and youth livestock auction. Get up to the fairgrounds. All consigned sale animals must be on the grounds by 3 o'clock. The sale dinner starts at 3:45 in the exhibit hall with opening ceremonies and the sale ring at 5 o'clock. And the youth livestock sale getting started at 5:30 p.m. Come on up and let's support these kids. Now, if you can't make it, tune in. SheridanMedia.com live stream. Sheridan County Fair Update presented in part by Heartland Kubota, Truebill Builders, McDonald's, and Blacktooth Large Animal. We want to thank our awesome hourly update sponsors. They've been doing it all week. Make sure you go to our website, SheridanMedia.com, and check out the Everything Fair page. See you on up there tonight.
Dig into summer salads from Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe. The avocado salad is an avocado served on fresh greens and filled with your choice of tarragon chicken, egg and green olive, or deviled ham salad. There's also the fresh strawberry spinach salad, a bed of spinach and strawberries with feta cheese, red onion, and homemade creamy lemon dill dressing, served with a lemonade muffin. Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. See their menus at designing-dinners.com or 672-2460.
Looking to start a business or take your hobby to the next level? Synergy Shop of Miniums is the answer. Need a toy box for your classic rods? Business location that needs parking and easy access for van or truck traffic? Got a service like taxidermy or sporting goods that need a storefront, counter, and storage in the back? Synergy Shop of Miniums are customizable spaces designed for trades, small businesses, and your hobby dreams. High ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly build-ins. Located near everything. Reserve yours at Sheridan Realty Associates.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.